Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Samach, the beginning of the 8th Perek, Konam Yain. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number 1, the 8th Perek begins, Konam Yain Shani Tom Hayom, Enu Asur Ela Shetekshach. If one says, wine is Konam for my tasting today, is only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not apply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. Similarly, if one makes a neder for this week, or this month, or this year, or this seven-year cycle, he's forbidden until the end of each respective period. However, the Mishnah distinguishes between Shabbos and the Shemitah year, both of which are considered the end of the respective time periods and are included in the neder, versus Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, both of which are considered the beginning of the next time period and not included in the neder. If someone made a neder for Yom Echad, one day, he's forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or 1 7-year cycle. Point number 2, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, when it gets dark, he must still ask a chacham for a heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, Gezer HaYom Mishum Yom Echad. A gezera of the neder of today was made because of possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heter on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. The Gemara clarifies that the reverse was unnecessary, namely to require one who made a one-day neder to seek a heter before drinking wine after 24 hours but before nightfall, because no one will think that a neder of today could possibly end before nightfall that day. Rabina quoted the above ruling as being based on the statement of Rabbi Nassin, who said, Kol noder ki o bana bama. Anyone who makes a neder is as if he built an altar when it is forbidden. And if he keeps a neder instead of seeking a heter, it's as if he sacrifices on it, which is liable to karis. And point number 3, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amar konum yain shani tom yom mai. If he said wine is konum for my tasting for a day, what is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like one day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from a Mishnah which taught that a neder of today is until the end of the day, which would imply that a neder of a day would not have the same halakha. Rather, it would be for a full 24 hours. The Gemara responds that the reverse inference can be made from the second case of the Mishnah which taught that a neder of one day is for a full day, which implies that a neder of a day would only be forbidden until the end of that day. Rather, no inference can be made from this Mishnah. Ravashi suggests another proof, but it's ultimately rejected and the inquiry is left unresolved. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the 8th parak begins, Konim yan shani tom hayom inu aser ela shetachshach. If one says wine is konim for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not apply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. Similarly, if one makes a neder for this week, or this month, or this year, or this seven-year cycle, he's forbidden until the end of each respective period. However, the Mishnah distinguishes between Shabbos and the Shemitah year, both of which are considered the end of the respective time periods and are included in the neder, versus Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, both of which are considered the beginning of the next time period and not included in the neder. If someone made a neder for Yom Echad, one day, he's forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or 1 7-year cycle. Point number 2, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, when it gets dark, he must still ask a chacham for a heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, Gezer HaYom Mishum Yom Echad. A gezera of the neder of today was made because of possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heter on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. The Gemara clarifies that the reverse was unnecessary, namely to require one who made a one-day neder to seek a heter before drinking wine after 24 hours but before nightfall, because no one will think that a neder of today could possibly end before nightfall that day. Rabina quoted the above ruling as being based on the statement of Rabbi Nassin, who said, Kol noder ki o bana bama. Anyone who makes a neder is as if he built an altar when it is forbidden. And if he keeps a neder instead of seeking a heter, it's as if he sacrifices on it, which is liable to karis. And point number 3, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amar konim yain shani tom yom mai. If he said wine is konim for my tasting for a day, What is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like one day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The Gemara attempts to resolve the question from a mission which taught that a neder of today is until the end of the day, which would imply that a neder of a day would not have the same halacha. Rather, it would be for a full 24 hours. The Gemara responds that the reverse inference can be made from the second case of the mission, which taught that a neder of one day is for a full day, which implies that a neder of a day would only be forbidden until the end of that day. Rather, no inference can be made from this Mishnah. Ravashi suggests another proof, but it's ultimately rejected, and the inquiry is left unresolved. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach, and this Siman was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas and by Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samach is a smiley face, and we use a smiley face sticker for the Siman. So here goes. The man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark," waited impatiently for a Heter Chacham that was needed because of a Gezera. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend, who made his smiley face sticker collection aser for a day, should be treated as if he said one day or today. Once again, in slow motion. The man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection," that must be more in Daf Samach. The man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark," which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, "Konim yain shani tom hayom eno aser el shetachshach." If one says, "Wine is konim for my tasting today," he's only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not imply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. If someone made a neder for yom echad, one day, he is forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or a 7-year cycle. So the man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark," waited impatiently for a Heter Chacham that was needed because of a Gezera, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that when it gets dark, he must still ask a Chacham for a Heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, Gezera hayom mishum yom echad. A Gezera of the neder of today was made because of a possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heder on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. So the man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark," waited impatiently for a Heter Chacham that was needed because of a Gezera. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend, who made his smiley face sticker collection aser for a day, should be treated as if he said one day or 2 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amar konim yan shani tom yom mai. If he said, "Wine is konim for my tasting for a day," what is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like one day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The question is left unresolved. So once again, the man who said, "Kona my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark," waited impatiently for a Heter Chacham that was needed because of a Gezera. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend who made his smiley face sticker collection aser for a day should be treated as if he said one day or 2 days. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, "Nu nu, nu nu." The shusher in shul, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav, nu nu. The shusher in shul who lived in an upper story because he was sold a house within a house, which reminds us of a machokes of Miran the Chachamim, whether one who makes a neder from a house includes the aliyah, the upper story. And Ula says, if a seller says, "I'm selling you Bais Bebesi, a house in my house," he may show him the upper story, meaning he can later claim that the inferior upper story is the sole property, since the burden of proof is on the buyer attempting to take possession. So, the shusher in shul who lived in an upper story because he was sold a house within a house, stood on his dargash, which was next to his bed, right by the window, which reminds me of Machlokes, whether one who makes a neder on his bed includes a dargash, which is determined to be a bed made of a leather sheet that is tied onto the bed frame with loops. So the shusher in shul who lived in an upper story because he was sold a house within a house, stood on his dargash, which is next to his bed, right by the window, to loudly shush the man who had taken a vow from the city that he was speaking too loudly while wrongly standing in its 70 2/3 amos extension. Which reminds us, the next mission states, "Hanodu min ha'ir mutar lekanes l'tchum shel'ir v'asur lekanes l'ibura." One who vows from a city is permitted in its tchum of 2,000 amos, but is forbidden in its 70 2/3 amos extension because the extension is considered a part of the city. Dafnun Zayin, so the Simur Dafnun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio. So here goes. The Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be on Dafnun Zayin, nose. The Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for a fruit that one had said, Konim these fruit on me, and was also deemed forbidden, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says, Konim perus ha'eu alai, Konim hen alpi, Konim hen lafi. If one says, Konim these fruit on me, or these are Konim upon my mouth, or these are Konim to my mouth, asu b'chilufen u'begiduhen, he's forbidden even in their exchanges, meaning goods received in exchange for them, and in their growths, meaning that which grows from them. The Ran explains that by specifying an object, it's like Hekdesh, and therefore shares these two properties of Hekdesh. So the Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for fruit, the one had said, Konim these fruit on me, and was also deemed forbidden, was tossed out in Atlanta on top of an onion that was picked during Shemitah, and then replanted in the eighth year, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a question. Batzel she'akar b'shvias, an onion that was picked during Shemitah, giving it Shemitah sanctity, and he then replanted it during the eighth year, and its new growths exceeded its original root. What is the halacha? Do we say, since the growths exceeded the root, Osum gedue heter, malinus e iser olo. Those permitted growths nullify the forbidden root, and the entire plant is permitted, or not. Rather, the growths are themselves forbidden as an extension of their forbidden root. So, the Pinocchio puppet that had been exchanged for fruit, that one had said, Konim these fruit on me, and was also deemed forbidden, was tossed out and landed on top of an onion that was picked during Shemitah and then replanted in the eighth year, right under an old tree which had a young tree with fruit that was Orla, grafted onto it, which reminds us, Tu'a Marayim held that new growth does not nullify the old root. Rather, the growth itself is forbidden as an extension. Rabbi Yochanan said that a young tree with fruit, which was forbidden as Orla, which was grafted onto an old permitted tree, even if the fruit grew 200-fold, which is the requisite amount for Orla nullification, they remain forbidden, despite the fact that the young tree is considered part of the old tree, and its new growths would be permitted if not that they grew from forbidden fruit. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simur Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be more in Daf Nun Ches. Noach. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making it all usher as a davrishiyeshu matirin, which reminds us. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof that growths have the halacha of their roots from a brisa in which Rabbi Shimon taught that any davrishiyeshu matirin, any prohibited item, which has a method to permit it, such as tevel, which can be permitted through tithing, forbids a mixture with even a minimal amount. But items which cannot become permitted, such as truma, all the proportions by which their mixtures would be permitted. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making it all usher as a davrishiyeshu matirin, told his staff to feed them chasayos, which were grown the eighth year by the gardener suspected of violating Shemitah observance, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said about one pruning chasayos, a type of vegetable defined later as those whose roots do not decompose, such as garlic or onions, im Yisrael chashud al shviz, if he's pruning with a Jew who is suspected about Shemitah observance and thus needs to consider the possibility that the chasayos are Shemitah produce replanted, what he prunes in the year after Shemitah is permitted because the possibly forbidden root has been sufficiently exceeded by the eighth year growths. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who heard that the animals were not fed because someone dropped a tiny bit of tevel into their food, making all usher as a davar she'esh matirin, told the staff to feed them chasayos, which were grown in the eighth year by the gardener suspected of violating Shemitah observance, and explained that because Shemitah's prohibition is a result of the ground, so too is its nullification, which reminds us, having proven that Shemitah growths are permitted, the Gemara adds that this should refute the opinions of Rabbi Yochanan and Yonason, who said otherwise on the previous daf by Orla and Kalim. The Gemara answers, Shanya Shviz, Hoyo V'Yisura, Al Yidei Karka, B'Teilas and Nami, Al Yidei Karka. Shemitah is different because since its prohibition is a result of the ground, which imparts Shemitah status, its nullification happens through the ground by the growths of the non-Shemitah year. Orla, on the other hand, is forbidden because of the tree's insufficient age, and Kalim is forbidden because of the forbidden mixture. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night, night. That must mean one Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit causing the growths to be forbidden as a davar she'esh matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, which reminds us, one who says these fruits are konum upon me, if the produce's seed does not decompose, even the growths of its growths are forbidden. Konamos are different since if he wants, he can ask for an annulment of the nether, and they're like an item that has a method to permit it, which is not nullified in a robe. Konamos, there's a mitzvah to null because making nedarim is generally inappropriate, and that's why they're considered a davarshiyeshu matirin. Truma, on the other hand, has no such mitzvah, so it can be nullified in a mixture. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a nether on fruit, causing the gross to be forbidden as a davarshiyeshu matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir nether, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithe, the onion that was subsequently replanted, went, which reminds us of Yochanan daf nun zayin. Amabay said that onions, which were tithed and then replanted, are subsequently tithed according to their entire volume, including the original roots, despite their already having been tithed. When Rabbah quoted this before Rav Chisa objected. Who will listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe regarding such a statement? Hetter shebehenel heichen halach. Where did the permitted original root go? Although the new groves required tithing, the original root should not. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a nether on fruit, causing their groves to be forbidden as a davarshiyeshu matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithe onion that was subsequently replanted went. So he was sent to expend effort and replant forbidden fruit and not rely on the rain so they can be batal barov, which reminds us perhaps only in a case duol katarich, where one did not expend effort to nullify the plant, meaning he didn't replant it, rather it was rained upon and grew on its own, therefore it's not nullified by the growth of aheka de katarich batal baruba. But where one did expend effort to nullify the plant by replanting it, perhaps it does become batal barov. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.